Welcome back to the Warren County Radio Bible School. And if you have your Bible, turn to John 14. If you've been in classes with us before and have your Bible, you may have already marked that. I'm going to read John 14, 1 through 17, but I want to give particular attention to those last three verses. John 14, 15 through 17. And if you love me, ye will keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may be with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, for it believeth him not, it beholdeth him not, neither knoweth him. You know him, for he abideth with you, and shall be in you. Now, the lesson is about Jesus comforting his disciples. And we begin in John 14, 1, and I'm going to read that down, but pay attention now to those last three verses. Here we go with John 14, 1. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whether I go, ye know the way. Thomas said unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest. How know we the way? Jesus said unto him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. If ye had known me, ye would have known my Father also. From henceforth ye know him, and have seen him. Philip saith unto him, Lord, show us the Father, and it sufficeth us. Jesus said unto him, Have I been so long time with you, and dost thou not know me, Philip? He that hath seen me hath seen the Father. How sayest thou, show us the Father? Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I say unto you, I speak not from myself, but the Father abiding in me doeth his work. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake. Verily I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go to the Father. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in my name, that will I do. Now here are these three verses I want you to pay attention to. John 14, 15 through 17. If ye love me, ye will keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may be with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, for it beholdeth him not, neither knoweth him. Ye know him, for he abideth with you, and shall be in you. Now, before we get into the lesson, this Sunday school lesson, I want to remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. And we're studying an old Sunday school lesson written by E.A. Elam for the Sunday schools of January the 25th, 1925. The title of the lesson is Jesus Comforts His Disciples. And we're nearing the end of this lesson, and we're under the subtitle, The World Cannot Receive the Holy Spirit. John 14, 15. If ye love me, ye will keep my commandments, This is the only way to show love for Jesus or for God. For this is the love of God, that we keep His commandments, 1 John 5 and verse 3. He that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whoso keepeth his word, in him verily hath the love of God been perfected. 1 John 2, 4 and 5. Although Jesus would leave the apostles, he would pray the Father, and the Father would send another Comforter who would abide with them forever. This was the Spirit of Truth. Other verses tell us what the Holy Spirit would do for the apostles and for the world, for the apostles. See verse 26, chapter 16, 12 through 14. And for the world, see chapter 16, 8 through 11. And so let's do that. What would the Holy Spirit do for the apostles? John 14 and verse 26 says, But the Comforter, even the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I said unto you. In John chapter 16, verses 12 through 14, Jesus said, I have yet many things to say unto you, but ye cannot bear them now. Howbeit when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he shall guide you into all the truth. For he shall not speak from himself, but what things soever he shall hear, these shall he speak, and he shall declare unto you the things that are come. He shall glorify me, for he shall take of mine, and shall declare it unto you. Well, what would the Holy Spirit do for the world? John chapter 16, verses 8 through 11 says, And he, when he is come, will convict the world in respect of sin and of righteousness and of judgment, of sin, because they believe not on me, of righteousness, because I go to the Father and ye behold me no more, of judgment, because the prince of this world hath been judged. But in addition to all this, Jesus declares that the world cannot receive the Comforter, the Spirit of Truth, the Holy Spirit. Jesus does not mean simply that a man who is not a Christian cannot receive the Holy Spirit. He means that, and more than that, he means that which is called in the Bible the world, of which Satan is the prince, that which hated Christ and hates the church today, that of which Christ is not and of which the apostles are not. Christ's kingdom is not of this world. It has not the spirit of the world. It reflects not the character of the world. It is not dominated by the world. If Christ's kingdoms were of this world, it would have the spirit of the world, and then would his servants fight with carnal weapons, fight to kill and defend this kingdom in a worldly manner. But this is not the spirit of his kingdom. Neither can a man remain in the world and receive the Holy Spirit. God does not put his spirit into the world or into the institutions of the world. If any man wants the benefit of the Holy Spirit and to thrive on his teachings, then he needs to do what Christ says and obey my commandments. Now that brings this Sunday school lesson to a close. And I turn the page in my little Sunday school book, and I see that the title of the next Sunday school lesson is The Vine and the Branches. It is a Sunday school lesson written by E.A. Elam for the Sunday schools of February the 1st, 1925. And the chapter we're going to be studying now is John chapter 15. I'll read that to you. You'll be familiar with many of these things. This is where Jesus said, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh it away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he cleanseth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Already ye are clean because of the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, so neither can ye, except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same beareth much fruit. For apart from me ye can do nothing. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered. And they gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If ye abide in me and my words abide in you, ask whatsoever you will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit, and so shall ye be my disciples. Even as the Father hath loved me, I also have loved you. And abide ye in my love. If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be full. This is my commandment, that ye love one another, even as I have loved you. Greater love hath no man than this, than a man lay down his life for his friends. Ye are my friends, if ye do the things which I command you. No longer do I call you servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth, but I have called you friends. For all things that I have heard from my Father I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you, and appointed you, that ye should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should abide, that whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he shall give it you. These things I command you, that ye may love one another. If the world hateth you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. If you are of the world would love its own, but because you're not of the world, but I chose you out of the world, therefore the world hates you. Remember the word that I said unto you, a servant is not greater than his Lord. If they persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they kept my word, they will also keep yours also. But all these things will they do unto you for my name's sake, because they know not him that sent me. If I had not come and spoken unto them, they had not sinned. But now they have no excuse for their sin. He that hateth me hateth my Father also. If I had not done among them the works which none other did, they had not sinned. But now they have both seen and hated both me and my Father. But this has come to pass, that the word may be fulfilled which is written in their law. They hated me without a cause. But when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth which proceedeth from the Father, he shall bear witness of me. And ye also bear witness, because you have been with me from the beginning. The golden text for this Sunday school lesson on the vine and the branches is John chapter 15 and verse 5. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same beareth much fruit. Now, the devotional reading is from Psalm 119, verses 9 through 16. We won't have time to read that on this class, but so you mark that. And we'll begin our next class session reading Psalm 119, 9 through 16, and continue this study of the vine and the branches. When you have the opportunity, come by and visit us at the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff.